Well, it's a very exciting day for us today because at 12:30 the deep cleaning of the church will take place. It's going to take 5 hours because everything has to be meticulously cleaned so that we can open the church on Monday. The church will be open from 11:15 until 5 o'clock every day. That will also mean that at 11:30, either Father Nishan and myself will be available for confessions. And we can celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation in the open in either of the side chapels, the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, Sacred Heart side of the church, or the Lady Chapel. It seems to me that there's something very significant about a deep clean that we could learn. Going to have a deep clean so that all the muck and all the rubbish has been cleared out. My goodness, we get attached to rubbish in churches, you know. And I don't know if you're like me, but it's not easy to throw things away. But the church had to be cleared, ready for this deep cleaning. Bit similar maybe to our own spiritual lives. We've been how long now in the pandemic? I wonder what numbers will be coming to confession over the next few days for a deep clean. Because I can imagine that one of the things that doesn't stop, pandemic, war, or anything else, are that sin. And so we've got a wonderful opportunity now that the church is open to have a deep clean for ourselves sometime during this coming week. Now, I hope you haven't reached for the off button on your televisions as I'm saying this, because it's not easy, is it, to have the courage to come and have that deep clean. But I commend it to you as a wonderful way in which we can begin a new chapter, if you like, in the spiritual lives start afresh and with new eyes and with the new refreshing companionship of Jesus's forgiveness to take into the world as we begin to lock down, if you like, to begin to ease up the restrictions that have been placed upon us. That doesn't mean, however, that we ease up on being Christians. In fact, it's all the more important that we prepare ourselves for what lies ahead. And what could be better than placing ourselves into the arms and into the love of Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation.